The state kept taking over more and more of the industrial manufacturing sector, so that by 1927, only 6% was still privately owned of wholesale trade turnover, whereas in 1922, 75% of it had been private. And by 1927, things like Article 107, the exceptional measures article, was used in order to be able to control prices by nationalizing more and more of the industry. The other thing, in addition to trying to control prices, Bukharin spoke of controlling trade as a weapon for, quote, our struggle with the exploiting elements in the countryside, which meant, of course, the rich peasants, which they called kulaks. Because industry was almost completely nationalized, and given the problems in the supply chain and in transportation in these nationalized industries, any increase in the people's purchasing power led to a greater shortage of machinery and manufactured goods. Because, again, with the nationalization, there was no market response when people had greater purchasing power. They couldn't respond by expanding their production. And of course, the state had taken over complete control rather than just using price controls because they did intend to increase in response to greater purchasing power, increase the production. But they had these problems with the supply chain and with the transportation in the nationalized industries. In their attempts to plan, in their attempts to be responsive, they kept running into problems, and we'll talk about some of these supply chain problems and transportation problems, but these are the kind of price problems that happened under complete nationalization. As the purchasing power would increase, when they, for example, increased the price of grain paid to the peasants, it would simply result in greater shortage in the industrialized sectors. In February 1927, the Party Central Committee ordered that the retail prices of industrial consumer goods be reduced, and from August onwards, there were serious shortages. And in order to avert another grain crisis in 1927, given the higher price that the peasants could obtain for meat, which was still sold in free markets, the state would have to substantially increase the price again, and the Soviet leaders chose not to do this. Industrialization was too high a priority, and they weren't willing to privatize again what they had nationalized. So instead, they resorted to using exceptional measures, including grain seizure and including forced nationalizations. And this signaled the beginning of the end of NEP, according to most historians.